big enough circle for everybody.
It's lovely to see you.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Catherine.
Performing in front of a real audience instead of just practicing is very nerve-wracking, really. If you go wrong, they're all going to notice you. When it does go correctly and we all play right, you get butterflies in your stomach saying, I did it, I did well. I'm Rebecca Kiley and I'm a member of the Sing Out With Strings Orchestra. I'm from Raheen out in Dordyle. I've enjoyed being a member of the Sing Out With Strings Orchestra because you get to learn and it's really fun and the teachers are really nice.
Ears woken up?
Yeah.
Heads woken up?
Yeah.
Brain switched on?
In 2008, I was approached to start a project with the Irish Chamber Orchestra to bring music into the culture of the school, and it was very much with Limerick regeneration in mind. I started off with 60 children in Galvone National School, and it's just grown from strength to strength. We now have over 300 children in three schools across Limerick City. I'm Kathleen Turner. I'm the Education Officer for the Irish Chamber Orchestra and Manager of Sing Out With Strings.
Quiet hands up. What does ravenous mean, TJ?
I'm very, very hungry.
Very, very hungry. Not just every day.
Sing Out With Strings originated from a parent's idea, actually. A parent had gone to Limerick Regeneration and said that access to music education was a big problem and something that they would like to see more of in their primary schools. It just so happened that that happened around a time when Limerick Regeneration had been talking to the Irish Chamber Orchestra back and forth, and also at a time when there was funding there from the Department of Lifelong Learning. So all of those things came together at just the right time to start something. Sing Out With Strings doesn't operate in isolation. It's very much about feeding back into the community and playing a positive role in the wider community in Limerick City.
While the regeneration process has been very, very slow in this area, a lot of people have left the community, so there is a sense of despondency. But this has been a real opportunity for the community to celebrate together with their children and to be proud. I'm Mary Blenner Hassett, principal of South Hill Junior School. This is a community that has been riddled with difficulties and is noted for difficulties in relation to antisocial behaviour.
I'm Tyrone McGuan and I'm a member of Sing Out With Strings. I just like to write my own music. I have a few instruments at home and I like singing. I play guitar and I play piano.
Through this project, it gives the children the opportunity to express themselves in a secure fashion, because it's done as a group. There are opportunities for individual pieces of work as well, and they get to perform.
It's so great. I think that's the best you've ever sang it. Really fabulous. Well done.
One of the fantastic things about music is seeing how it can benefit other parts of the curriculum and help build really useful life skills. So the ability to listen and respond, patience, teamwork, discipline, respect, self-esteem, the change in that is huge. So all of those different things are really key in what we do. And then on top of that, the lovely joy that comes with playing and creating new music. We play a rhythm game where if I clap once, they clap twice. If I clap twice, then they clap once. If I say yes, then they say no. If I say wee, then they say whoa. This kind of thing, we have a real laugh doing it. But it's also always building in their ability to listen and respond. And mine too, keeps me on my toes.
Everybody should have the right to learn music. I'm Gillian Mott and I'm a violin teacher at Galvone National School. The benefits are that the posture improves, concentration improves so much. It's amazing to see the kids, even after just a year, even after just a month, learning the violin. Specifically here at the school, they concentrate better, They make a lot more eye contact and they are getting positive feedback from adults, which in some cases might not be the case outside of school. So you can see that the positivity is reinforcing a better attitude and more cooperation in the classroom and in violin class and outside of the school.
Well, we've been doing violin with Gillian, songwriting with Kathleen and Tony. Kathleen usually brings her guitar or ukulele and we always make songs with her, and Tony, that's why we make songs with him, and Gillian just teaches us violin. And every year with the ICO, they come and they help us with the songs we've written with Kathleen and Tony, and we put on a big song at the end of the year.
Well, our school was introduced to Sing Out With Strings about 3 years ago. It was in conjunction with Limerick Regeneration. The idea was to introduce children from disadvantaged areas to music and learning a musical instrument. I'm Jacinta McNamara, Principal of St Mary's National School, Limerick. At the start, I was a bit sceptical about it because I felt boys and violins don't go. Boys are into rough and tumble in football, but I was amazed at how sensitive they were to the instruments and how responsive they were to the music. I think it's a wonderful initiative. I think we're very lucky to get it in the areas that we're in. All children should be exposed to this, but especially disadvantaged children who will never ever get that chance.
Very important that you're there at 6:45 because we'll need to tune up, get ready, and at 7 we're going into play, okay?
I've been playing it since 3rd class, since I came into the school. I'm in 6th class now. I think playing the violin or being a musician when I'm older will be a great occupation. We've played out in the UL, we've played in Mary I, we've played in loads of different places really. We were practising for the UL concert that's on tonight. We're playing Waving Flag and we're doing a private concert for the mayor. My mum is very proud of me. She's really happy with me.
And don't forget to relax and smile.
One of the best things about being a manager of this project is the chance to work with children in Limerick and to see how packed full of potential they are. How smart, how creative, how funny, how talented they really are. And to get a chance to be a part of bringing that out and also of celebrating that, getting a chance to shine a light on the really brilliant things and the really brilliant people that are here in Limerick City.
We've had occasions when we performed and the sense of pride, the spirit was palpable. It was absolutely a superb experience, and it's lovely to uplift the community like that.
If we make a commitment to a community, which we have, we've made a real commitment to Limerick City, we need to keep that going and we need to honour that commitment and we need to honour the skills and the excitement that we have built with the children and with their parents and with these schools. And so not having funding is not an option. We will find it and we will keep it coming.
Being part of the Sing Out With Strings has just like given me a better opportunity because I have more options to do. I could be musicians, I could be anything really with the violin that involves music.